We're with Viking center Brett Jones. Your first game as a Minnesota Viking. How great did it feel out there?
Oh, it was unbelievable. You know, just to get out here and get playing again, playing for the Minnesota Vikings, it was a great feeling. The fans were awesome, and I had a lot of fun with the teammates beside me.
How difficult has it been for you? You were with the Giants last year, and you didn't get traded till very late in training camp. Talk about that transition and how tough it is.
It was the opportunity I had in front of me. I think that it's not what anybody would hope for, but at the same time, somebody seen value in me and offered a trade, and here I am, and I'm going to make the most of this opportunity and just keep showing people that I can play, and I'm going to do whatever I can do to help the Minnesota Vikings win.
A lot of whispers that the weak link of this team is the offensive line. Does that give you guys a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, definitely. I think that anytime the offensive line is being mentioned, you know, you want to be able to go out there and ease those doubts and get out there and prove the people wrong. And I think that each and every week we're going to take it upon ourselves to just keep getting better and prove those people wrong.
Brett, you had great balance on offense today, almost 350 yards, over 100 on the ground. What was working for you guys?
I think that, you know, we had a great week of practice. The coaches had us prepared, and we were able to go execute the plan we had prepared for. And, you know, they showed some new looks. I mean, being week one of the season, you're never sure what they're going to do. But I think that we were able to react to those things and just keep going out there and just keep executing the plays.
Brett, you guys had a critical fourth and one late in the game trying to run the clock out, and you got them to jump off sides. Talk us through that, how that worked.
Oh, definitely. That's one of the things we have in our offense is to try to get them to jump there, and it was a smart play by Riley to go up there and tap his helmet. It's an easy one when you do that, and it was a great play by him. But, yeah, it was a cool play to have that work for us.
Talk about getting used to Kirk Cousins and how you guys are working together.
You know, there's a lot of little things that go into the center quarterback exchange and the cadence and the protections and things like that. And I think that from this week to the next week, we'll only be getting better. I think that there'll be more familiarity, and we'll just keep getting better each and every week.
Brett, for yourself, being on a 3-win team last year and now being on one of the best teams in the league, how exciting is that for you personally?
Oh, definitely. I think that last year we had a lot of downs and some ups, but this year I'm very excited to be here with the Minnesota Vikings. And, we're just going to take one game at a time, and this week we got to win, so next week we're going to try to win again. That's just that's the nature of the NFL, just take it week by week, and it's definitely exciting to be a part of the Minnesota Vikings.
Are you amazed how loud this crowd is and how much it helps you guys?
Oh, definitely. The fans are great here. They have a really good understanding of football. On third down and in those critical situations, they're up there cheering when our defense is on the field. And if we have a big play on offense, they know to get quiet for us. So it was definitely really a great feeling to get out there and know they have your back.
What was your comfort level after the day?